email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Any news, lads?
Any news, Ray?
Brendan Courtney and David O'Reilly have a new podcast, and you've guessed it. It's called Any News. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon,
Brendan. Happy Friday.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Now, Brendan, people know you, so good luck. David.
I'll take that. Thank you very much. Yeah.
So, David, who are you?
Who am I? Yeah. Who am I? Well, my name is David O'Reilly, originally from Luke in Dublin. Been an actor working in the West End for 16 years on the telly over there, and moved back to Dublin about 2 years ago, and been working over at your naughty cousin 2FM. Been filming some TV shows that are out later this year. So yeah, hustling away.
Yeah.
Hustling away.
Why'd you come back home?
I came back home. Someone once said to me that London will tell you when it's done with you. And, yeah. it absolutely had. It completely had told me that it was time to go. I was going to Los Angeles to work for a few months, and I thought, you know what? I need to bite the bullet. I'll go to Los Angeles, put everything into a storage unit, and then I'm going to be back to Dublin because I wanted to concentrate on TV. And there's so much amazing TV being made in Ireland. Like the last two jobs, which I'm not allowed to say what they are, but the last two jobs that I have done, and I'm currently doing filming dramas for the BBC and ITV, are filmed in Ireland but set in the UK. Right. So they're looking for Irish based actors who can do British accents. So
it's amazing, isn't it? Is that you?
I can absolutely
do that. Because you're in Benidorm.
I was the only Irish character in Benidorm. But yeah, so there's so much opportunity. And the pandemic was hard. 2 years I didn't see my parents. I'm very close to my mum and dad, so I didn't see them for 2 years. And it's probably, I would say, the best decision I've made in my career. For where I am right now,
it's a tough place to live, London, isn't it?
You can have all the friends in the world, and it can be the most loneliest of places. Yeah. It really can, and I think that's why me and Brendan are on so well, is because he's lived that life as well. So we have so much that we can share, so many stories that we can share, so many people that we didn't know we knew. Like, and that's actually, I was just saying to one of the researchers earlier, the first night we actually met in person, we were both making a headline for Eileen Phillips, who we both knew literally at the Bord Gáis Theatre, who we both know, we both worked with before. So
she was on Strictly.
Strictly Come Dancing, George, amazing choreographer.
Annie,
the original Annie film.
Hot Gossip.
Yes.
And she
Elton John.
Elton John.
I'm Still Standing.
I'm
she
still
choreographed
standing.
That.
She did. Freddie Mercury. Yeah. I mean, an incredible back catalogue. And she had just choreographed and directed the
show. So you were making a beeline.
And we pushed her out of the way by the face. You're Brendan.
Move. We follow each other on social media. Yeah. So that's essentially it, really. Yeah.
Right. Because you were doing a dance class during Zoom, were you? Is that it? And you were.
I was obsessed with it.
Right.
During COVID, him and his friends, Amy and whoever the other one is, were doing a dance class just for the crack on. Just on your Instagram Live, actually,
yeah, we just
wasn't
did Instagram Live
just,
every day.
Just, they were in the little bubble, and it was David would wear a Irish dance costume. It's cracked me up, and I started just to like your posts, and then I was, oh, he's Irish, and that's kind of funny. That's how we met. Yeah,
right.
It was an internet relationship that sparked it off. Yeah,
and then when you were in doing 9 o'clock here,
yes,
you'd meet in the corridor.
Yeah, any news?
All right.
Yeah, and of course we'd go in the tiny canteen upstairs and have a good old gossip about everything. And then I think David did a couple of bits with me on various show bits and bobs. He'd come in on a Friday afternoon and we'd do a few funny news stories, because actually he does a good bit of celebrity news and that kind of gossip on 2FM. Mm. But we just started having a laugh about it, really. And then we fell into the local news stories, and it's just a gift that keeps on giving.
So just to tell people, so you go around county to county and you look at local stories from over the years, so they don't have to be current.
Well, we've taken artistic license with that. Yeah. We probably should make them as current as they can be, but there's some stories that they just are, you know, you say it to people from Limerick or Longford and they go, oh, I remember that. Yes, you know, so there's some local news stories.
Because I remember the Effin story.
Do you remember that?
Yes, no, because we spoke to a lady in Effin.
Oh, did you?
She became a regular on the show, yes. And it, just for people who don't know about it, it was that, that...
It did sound like you were blocking yourself swearing there. I remember that Effin story.
So Effin, Facebook said that Effin was an offensive word.
Yeah. Even though it's a place in Limerick.
And they had to make representations to Facebook to get it back on. And they did eventually. And
They did.
Yeah, okay. They did, I think.
We never read the bottom of the story. Oh, yeah. We just cover the headline.
You just use it as a springboard into general chat.
Yeah.
And so it's been going since the beginning of March. And
yes,
now
sorry,
we're
sir.
At the end of April. So about six or seven you've done?
We've done six, I think. Right. But we have about 8, 9 in the can. But we're on episode 6 this week, I think, are we? So it's brand new.
episode, I think seven, I think eight is our next week, and we've got 12 in the can. So far.
And David, you're still young enough that I can ask you this question. What are your ambitions?
How dare you? I'm looking at the hill now, and in about 8 years' time, I want my feet up.
One day,
I want
it to be just like you, Brendan Courtney. I don't care what everyone says about you here. I like you, and I want to be. Now, listen, I'm 36, okay? Nice, so, yeah. My ambitions, I suppose, are just to be. Well, like most people my age, to be able to afford a house at one point would be lovely. I love working. I love doing new things. And this gentleman beside me is, and I hate giving him compliments, but he's quite the inspiration, because I've never met a harder worker than Brendan.
He hustles.
Every time I'm with him, he's either doing an event or he's presenting something. He's doing, you know, loads of stuff. And it's very inspiring, you know, to see someone grab the horns of so many projects and be so diverse in their...
And that's my theme music coming in there.
Yeah. And you're doing a gig tonight. You're doing a VIP style.
Oh, I'm not doing them. We're nominated.
You're nominated.
So we have to go. I get my glad rags on.
Are you going?
In what category are you nominated?
Best designer. Best Irish designer. Yeah, I'm always snubbed for best presenter. Now I'm just putting that out in the airwaves.
You what?
Always snubbed for most stylish man, even though I presented it 4 years in a row.
Right.
And we've never been nominated for best presenter.
But the great thing is you've built that bridge and you've crossed it. Yeah. So you've let it go, which is great.
I say I've well and truly burnt that bridge down now.
What are you wearing?
Thank you for asking, Ray. Do you care?
Why would I not ask?
No, you look very smart today, actually. Made an effort. New hair dye was coming in, did you?
It's obligatory to wear a blazer on Radio 1, isn't it?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
There is a uniform, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear a very bright aqua green... it's a recycled suit by a brand called Ecoal from Spain,
right.
And that I really like. And I'm going to wear it with an Andrew Scott and Paul Mescal inspired very low-cut white...
Oh yeah.
The vest. And funny story, I went in to buy the vest and the young person in the shop brought me over to waistcoats. They call them vests.
Oh yes.
I said no, a vest.
Because in America they call waistcoats vests.
Yeah, so young people now, YouTube.
I know, I have a problem with my children at home because they've become so Americanized.
Trash.
Yeah, faucet. No, it's a tap.
Yeah.
But also faucet, do they?
Well, no, they don't. I just made that up. No, that'd be
lucky
the end.
They don't listen to this show. And I got a gold chain.
Subtle.
I look forward to seeing the pictures. Yeah. Now, we're doing this for all our guests today, and we have the lads. Olsen's going to sing us out, so we better get through them. So this is the number one on the day you were born.
Oh, I love
yeah,
that.
Number one on the day you were born. So Brendan, have you any idea what the number was on the day
Carly
you were born?
Simon, was it or was it no?
That's what you'd like to think. It was actually Brendan Shine.
Oh, God! That haunted me all my teenage years. Oh, that's terrible. Nancy's in there with her call. And I'm a big fan of it now, but it was like people would sing it at me.
Yeah. O'Brien has no place to go with the VIP awards.
Oh,
that's No, you were right. You were right. That was number one as well.
Was it?
That was number one. In America.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I feel the sky
tumbling down. Now, David. What about you?
I feel like I know this. Is it T'Pau?
Bucks Fizz.
T'Pau.
Is it?
You say T'Pau. No, it's not T'Pau. It's this one.
I
got my mind
set. I love this. Who is this?
George Harrison. George Harrison. Yes, George Harrison. Yes. Now, Ulton, very quickly, the number one the day you were born.
No idea.
No, it was this one. Where are you? There. The public gets what the public wants, but I want nothing. Going Underground by The Jam, yes. And finally, Dave, any idea?
I have not a clue. It's
no
probably
clue.
In mono, because I'm pretty old.
It's probably in mono, very good. No, it's in black and white.
Is it a black and white?
Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end.
Those were the days, Mary Hopkins. Produced by Paul McCartney.
Simon.
No, Paul McCartney or so, I think, earlier on. Paul McCartney produced that.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, what are you going to sing for us?
California Dreamin'.
We might have to cut you short, but
It's short.
Great, okay. Brendan Courtney, David O'Reilly, any news, wherever you get your podcasts, good luck tonight in your green suit. Thanks very much, David, for coming in.
Thanks,
Ulton, David, take it away.
Lovely.